When I go over in English, I have to trust the Holy Spirit. So you'll probably hear as I preach this morning, my English will become better. Yeah. So it was interesting. This morning when I prepared and asked the Lord what He wants to do, He just as I finished and I closed my Bible, God said, no, you need to preach about this as well. So. And while I was standing here, I'm like, Lord, do I really need to preach this? And I hear the angels at the back, preach it, Marius, preach it. So I'm going to preach it this morning. And if I look a lot prettier this morning, it's because my wife made me put on my blue fellies. That's the only reason. Anyway. Yes, Lord. Okay, come on, bid net some. Let's just pray together. Thank you, Jesus, just for this morning and whatever you need to do or say this morning in our hearts, let it just come and cut into our hearts, Lord. Let your word cut into us, Lord. Thank you for your love. And thank you for the things that you have done, Lord. You've sent your only son for us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So, I'm going to start this morning. I did put some of the script in Afrikaans. You will see the first two scripts are in English. It's because it's when the Lord asked me to change a few things. So the first script will be in English and then after that in Afrikaans, but I will still read it in English. Okay. So, it's a difficult thing to talk about this morning, but it's a truth. And the whole preach this morning is about the story of hope. You see, we go only... Friday was the when Jesus was crucified on the cross, and we usually go to that area. Jesus died on the cross, but most of us stop it right there. We don't go past the cross, what He actually did for us. So that's what I hope this morning. I think that Lord has put Him into my heart to share more a bit. And the reason sharing this is because this is the reason what we're doing what we're doing. And what we're believing that we are believing. Because I've spoken to a lot of atheists and Buddhist people, and the thing is, they all know that Jesus lived. But they say there's no proof that He was resurrected. And that takes the power away of this. You understand it? Okay. If you've got any questions after I'm done, please come and talk to me or Charles. I will be open. And if I make a mistake, there's a lot of people that usually tell me, my wife is one of them, you said something wrong, so that's fine. I do like that. That changes me. But the thing is, I cannot preach what I preach if there's one thing that I'm going to explain this morning you do not understand. Doesn't matter what age you are, how old you are, or how young you are. So I want you to spit your ears this morning. All right. So, I want to go back a bit to something that Jesus Himself said, and it was in Luke 16. I'm going to read it, then I'm going to explain. So, Jesus Himself tried to explain this. So, it's about Lazarus. I don't know how do you say it in English? Lazarus? Lazarus? Sounds like laser, but anyway. Lazarus and the rich man. So Lazarus was very poor, and the rich man had everything, and they both died, and this is what happened. In hell, where he was in torment, he looked up and saw Abraham. This is now the rich man, far away, and Lazarus by his side. So he called to him, Father Abraham, have pity on me, and send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. So we all together, we know that the rich man is now in hell. But here's the thing. Abraham and Lazarus is also chained behind gates. Do we understand that? So they're not in heaven. This is before Jesus was crucified. Before Jesus rose again. This is before that. He's explaining something. All right. Because I am in agony in this fire? Do we stop there? But Abram replied, son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things while Lazarus received bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in agony. And besides all this, between us and you a great chasm, Afrikaans is soos 'n groot gaping, soos 'n gap, kloof. Baie dankie. So that those who want to go from here to you cannot, nor can anyone cross over from there to us. Is it all? And he answered, then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house. Baie interessant wat hy sê. Next thing is interesting. For I have five brothers. Let him warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment. Abram replied, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. It's a very interesting thing that he says. So we all should recognize two things, that there is a hell, and that Abraham and all the people that believed in God before Jesus was crucified also went and was binded behind gates. The devil binded them. Okay. So this is where the power comes in. This is where the power comes in. So we need to understand that Jesus was hanging on the cross and he died. But why? And this is where it comes in. Matthew 27, verse 50. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain. I just want to just go back again. So Jesus gave up his spirit. So when we die, you have a spirit. Remember that. Okay. And when Jesus, let's go on. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks split. The tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs. And after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, surely he was the Son of God. So I want you to recognize this morning, when he died on the cross, so the devil had a plan while Jesus was on earth saying, listen, we should kill this guy. Get rid of him. Take him out. But that was always the plan. It was God's plan. And the moment that he was killed and he died on the cross, where did his spirit go? Think about it. Where did his spirit go? We're all in one. We all understand that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus and God is one. We're all there. Okay. If you don't believe that one, then you have to come and talk to me afterwards. Okay. But they're one. And when his Spirit left, where did his Spirit go? He didn't go to heaven, right? He couldn't go. Where did he go? Come on. He went down to hell. And what happened there is he broke the chains and the gates of hell. And that is where the power is this morning. That is what we need to believe. Once he broke the gates of hell, people's spirits came out, the rocks broke, the curtain was torn in two, darkness came over the earth, and suddenly, I want to say ghosts, appeared to people and was proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. Amazing to think about that. Amazing. And that's what happened. And we need to know this. We need to believe this. Because this is what he did for us on the day when he was crucified and died. Why? So when he left, he left saying that you will do bigger and greater things that I have done, and I will leave you with someone. I want to read something, Acts 2, verse 24. This is Afrikaans. I'll read it in English. But God raised him from the dead. This is Paul saying this. Freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. Death could not keep its hold on Jesus because he's God, he's Almighty. He is our Lord, he is everything. And death could not keep his hold. This is what we are supposed to preach. I believe that when the disciples first went out to preach, this was part of what they preached. That death does not have a hold on us anymore. Do you understand this morning what I am trying to get through to you? That once you are a believer, and once you choose Jesus, no matter how many mistakes you make, but you always go back to him, run back to Jesus, and you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you run this race, he has already broken your chains in hell so that me and you can live. Are you walking in his footsteps? And are we doing greater things than he is doing? Ephesians 1, verse 19 to 22. Again, it's in Afrikaans as well. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in the age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet, gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in us. So he died not only for the individual person. This is what he's saying here. He died and God gave Jesus the authority over his church. The fullness of him who fills all in all of us, the fullness of that. You do understand that God sent his son so that he can die, so that we can live. But you do understand the bigger picture, why he had to die so that we could live. Otherwise, where would we have gone as well? That is what it is about today. Today is that he died so that we can live. If you do not understand that this is the day that it happened, when he chose you because he wanted you to live. He wanted you to be more. He doesn't want you to be satisfied with who you are, what you are, where you're going. He wanted you to be more. And more means his son. And he, your father. And that's the thing. And sometimes we, as people of God, we come to only the cross, and then we still walk with these chains along with us. And we bind ourselves because we cannot go through the cross. We cannot understand what he did and why he did it. He did it so that we, and this is going to sound very, for some people, ridiculous, but he did it so that we can be Jesus. We can speak in tongues. We can drive out demons. We can pray for people's healing. We can pray for people that's dead to rise again. But here's the thing, you're not God. He's God. You're only doing what He's asking you to do. You cannot choose who's going to live and who's going to die, who's going to heal and who's not. He's God. He chooses. And the amazing thing is, every time in the Bible He wanted to do something, He chose a people. Every time. He said, I can let the rocks speak to people. He used donkeys. I think He could probably, Jonah, if Jonah didn't do what He wanted to do, He could have probably used a whale to say what He wanted to say. But the thing is we're made in His image. He loves us so that His heart is always, I've got more for you. I need a people. I need someone. How many times we read in the Bible, God looking down on earth, looking for someone to send. And why? Because He knew what was coming. If we take away the resurrection, then everything that David and Moses, Elijah, all of those people did is for nothing. Doesn't mean anything this morning. Because the resurrection, that's the power of the Bible. It's the truth. It's what we're supposed to preach. Colossians 2, verse 12. What's it good? Colossians. It's the same thing. Okay, that's in Afrikaans. I'm going to make mistakes. Having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through your faith in the working of God, who raised Him from the dead. And this is the important thing to understand this morning. And I know it's not, I'm going to touch on this. It's about, that is why we baptize ourselves. It's not about baptizing small or big. We call it the baptism of believers. Doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 8 years old or 12 years old and still get the revelation and be baptized. And the word says, what it actually says here, once you get baptized, God raises you from the dead. That's actually what this says. When you make the decision, God raises you from the dead. And yes, you can turn away. You can turn your back on God. Yes, you can fall back into sin. And yes, you can still go to hell if you do not run the race. It is possible. That's what Marius thinks. You might think differently. But we even hear Paul saying, a whole congregation, a whole church left me. You can go and read it in the Bible. I think it was in Asia. There was a church leaving Paul. This is the hope. We need to get to understand people to repent from their sins and get baptized and filled with the Spirit. This is the life of Jesus Christ. The most amazing story for me, probably in the Bible, is when, I'm actually finished, but I'm going to close with this. The most amazing story in the Bible is when the disciples received the Holy Spirit. And we see, what was the first thing that they did? They could not keep quiet. And people were like, what is going on here? And they started preaching. And 3,000 people came to believe. And honestly, I think part of this that I'm talking this morning was what they preached. And what Jesus has done. Because this is what He's done for us. 3,000 people. And they got the revelation of, we need Jesus. But the next thing they ask is, so what do we need to do now? And it's like, you need to die so that Jesus can live in you, is to baptize. And say, so what stops us? This is what they say, 3,000. What stops us to get baptized? Then I have no idea how they baptize 3,000 people. I usually baptize about 1,000. But 3,000 is a lot. But this is the amazing thing, is that, and after that, they didn't leave 3,000 people on their own to go home. They started the church, congregation. The life of Jesus Christ is not in only one, in each other. It's this. It's in church, together. And they even started selling their own properties and things to share with each other. That's amazing. That's what I don't know if we will sell everything. Don't know about you, but we can say we live in a different time, probably. But if I look at these people's faith, 3,000 and growing, and then they got persecuted. The most amazing thing is they got persecuted and then they planted churches. It was planned. The devil did something, but God had a bigger plan. Planting churches. And that's why me and you, if we look at the scripture, this is what we need to see and understand this morning. Is that we are not here only to get in front of the cross, say thank you Jesus, but understanding the power, what we've actually received, and what Jesus has done for us. So let me pray this morning with us together. Lord, just thank you for this morning, and just receiving your grace and what you've done for us actually is not just dying on the cross, but breaking the chains, Lord. So that death cannot hold us back anymore. But we choose life when we choose you. This morning. And I want to ask this morning, maybe you've been in church, or maybe it's your first time here this morning, but if you've never made a decision like the first 3,000, don't you just want to put up your hand this morning and say, Lord, here I am. When we're done, I just want to pray with you this morning. No matter how old you are, how young you are, just put up your hand and say, I want to change this morning. I want to choose Jesus. Is there anyone this morning? Anyone? You will know that you will know. You need to turn to Jesus. Then maybe you feel this morning that you've drifted away. You really needed to hear the message this morning, and you want to come back to Jesus. You want to say, Lord, forgive me. Just put up your hand as well. Just say, Lord, I want to come back to you this morning. Anyone? Okay. Then, Lord, so then, this morning, early while we were worshiping, can I ask for the worship team to come up? I want to ask them to make ready that first song that we sang. So early on in worship and through worship, I really felt that there was individuals this morning. I don't know how to explain this, but I feel it's like maybe one or two women or more. Like this pressure on your chest, and you don't know how to get it off. And you sometimes, when you get in situations, you get like, okay, you don't know how you're going to get through this. And this morning, while you were sitting here, you also had this pressure on you. And we're going to start worshiping. And I want to ask you if you want to come forward. I just want to. Me and the elder woman, we just want to pray for you. We'll let Tommy a little bit. So ek ervaar vrou met drukking op haar bors. And if it's you, please. We just want to pray with you. Yeah, let's stand. Everybody stand.
Wonderful. So this morning we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. So Marius, thank you for a powerful message, just making us again so aware of the power of the resurrection. The power of the cross and the power of the resurrection. Die krag van Jesus se opstanding. So this morning, early this morning, I was reading again the whole history about the crucifixion of Jesus and his resurrection on the Sunday. And what came so clear to me is that every time, the moment he died on the cross, something happened. Something powerful happened. And I mean, there was a huge earthquake. And many graves went open. And the curtain was torn, the veil was torn in the tabernacle, in the temple. But it actually says that we can now have intimacy with God, you and I, not just the priest, every one of us. Now I feel this morning, there's something that you have to take by faith this morning. Because what happened from the Friday to the Sunday, or for 3 days, is that the graves went open, but the people, the open graves, the people did not rise to live until Jesus rose. They couldn't. So hulle daar gelê in die grafte tot die oomblik dat Christus opgestaan het uit die dood. And that moment, again, if you read scripture, there was a huge earthquake, again. And the stone in front of the tomb was taken away. Not for him to go out. I mean, he was like supernatural. He just rose. But for us to see what's inside, it was an empty grave. The angel just showed the ladies, go and have a look inside. He is not there. He is risen. So I believe this morning God wants to break something upon your life this morning by faith. I believe for some of us, we're still in open graves. We're still caught up in sin maybe. And that's the reason why Jesus came, is to break the power of sin over your life, over my life and over your life, so that we can be free. Amen. So that's the reason that we can live, is because he did it. That's the reason that he came to earth, is to break the bondage of sin over our lives. So can you take it this morning by faith? Hello, can you keep your attention with me, please? I feel God's want to touch you this morning. For many of us, we're still in chains. Just because of this, in your mind, maybe. Or in your spirit. But God wants to set you free this morning. By faith. If you take it by faith, you can be set free this morning. Amen. You can walk out here as a free person. Not because of what you've done, because of he rose again. He rose again. If Jesus did not rise again, our whole faith is empty. That's the gospel. You can't just believe on the cross. You have to believe that he rose again. Like Mario said. Amen. So can you come with me this morning before God and ask God to break that bondage over your life by faith this morning. You take it by faith that there's power in the resurrection of Jesus and he wants to set you free. Will you do it with me this morning? Can you do it with me? Amen. If you feel you want to do it with me this morning, you know who I'm talking to. I need the power of the resurrection every day in my life. Every day. Thank you, Jesus, that you rose again. You're alive now so that I can live. And I take what you've done on the cross for me. I take it for myself. It's my inheritance. Thank you, Jesus, that I can be set free in my mind, even in my mind and in my spirit. All the depression and all die goeders wat jy voel en wat jy ervaar, wat jy so vashou vanoggend, dat jy nie vry kan wees nie, om te wees wie jy is in Jesus nie. Vanoggend wil die Here dit vir jou gee, as jy dit vat in jou geloof. I even believe this morning there's power to heal sickness this morning. Sickness, not just spiritual sickness, but physical sickness this morning. Can you believe with me? Come on, otherwise we're just doing church. I feel it so strongly in my spirit this morning. We serve a powerful God, and his name is Jesus. Come on, man. So why won't you pray with me this morning? I feel you have to do something. I want you to come and stand. If you feel God speaking to you right now, why don't you come and stand in front? Just to show him, Lord, I'm taking this by faith this morning. This is mine. Come stand with me this morning and let's pray together. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the power of the resurrection. We thank you, Lord, that you've broken every curse. You broke every curse upon our lives. We thank you for the inheritance that we can have as children of God, Lord Jesus. Thank you for healing this morning. Thank you that you deliver us from sin this morning. I feel that so strong in my heart this morning, that God wants to deliver us from the power of sin. 1 Johannes 3 vers 8 sê, vir hierdie rede het Jesus na die aarde gekom om die mag van sonde te breek oor ons lewens. The power of sin. Dank u, Here. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you bring life this morning. Thank you that you set people free this morning, Lord. We nie net daar waar jy staan, jou positioneer om te ontvang by die Here vanoggend nie. Just receive this morning from the Lord by faith. The first thing Jesus said to the ladies who saw him after he was risen, he said, rejoice. Rejoice. So this morning we need to rejoice just because of the power of the resurrection in our lives. I thank you, Lord, that you have set us free from the power of sin, Lord. And you gave us the ability by your Holy Spirit to be children of God, to live a life, Lord, that will actually, Lord, that will glorify you, every one of us. So I pray, Lord, this morning that you will fill our hearts with joy, Lord, so that when we go from this place, that we will go in your power, Lord Jesus, and that we will believe with our hearts that you have set us free from the power of sin, that we can live a life that will really glorify you, Lord Jesus. In your name I ask this morning. I pray, Lord, that you will touch everyone who's here before you, Father. I pray that you will bring healing from this side to this side, Lord Jesus. That you will touch by your Holy Spirit, that you will touch everyone this morning, Father. That you will bring healing, physical healing, Lord Jesus. That you said that through your stripes we are healed, Lord, on the cross. This is not just a good message, Lord. It's a powerful message. It's the message of the cross and of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you for it, Lord. Ons glo dit met ons hele hart vanoggend, Here, dat U het vir ons genesing gebring. Deur die wonde het daar vir ons genesing gekom, Here. Fisies, emosioneel, geestelik. A whole being, Lord. We can live as human beings, a new creation, Lord. Die ou ding het verby gegaan. Alles het nuut geword. Thank you for it, Father. This morning we take it by faith. And I want you, Lord, that you I want to ask you this morning that you will forgive us for not holding that the wonderful inheritance of the cross near to our hearts, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we can get so focused on ourselves and the brokenness inside of us, Lord Jesus. And I pray this morning that you will help us to focus more on what you have done for us on the cross and what happened with the resurrection. So, Father, I pronounce in your name this morning, I pronounce healing this morning, Father. And I thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. It's not in flesh and blood, but in the power and in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for healing this morning, Father. Emotional healing. Thank you that you break depression over people's lives, Father. Dat die depressie wegvat vanoggend, dat die dit breek en dat die dit vul met blydskap vanoggend in ons harte, Here. Thank you that you geloof vir ons gee. You just give us much more faith, Lord. Much more faith that we have now, Father. To put our eyes on you, set our eyes on you every day, Lord. Walk with you, rejoice in you, Lord Jesus, and shine for you, Father. Shine. Dankie dat ons vir u kan skyn. So bring, Here, bring genesing in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Lord Jesus. What a wonderful day to celebrate the power of the resurrection, Father. Your resurrection. Jy is die eersgeborene, the firstborn, and you're the first resurrected one of all of us. Dankie dat ons kan uitsien daarna. Dink net vir 'n oomblik. If what happened on the cross, wat ek nou gepraat het van, there was a huge earthquake, and so many people just on the third day also rose from the dead. And there was another great earthquake. Just imagine what's going to happen when Jesus comes. Just imagine what's going to happen when Jesus comes again. Just imagine. When everyone's going to see you, Lord. Every eye will see you. Every knee will bow before you. Every tongue will confess that you are Jesus, the Son of God, the Christ. What a day, Lord. We live for it, Jesus. We live for it. We wait for your coming, Lord. And I thank you for this wonderful day, Lord. Now I pray, Lord, that we will go from here with faith in our hearts, that you have touched us, Lord, and that you have broken the power of sin over our lives, that we will be able to shine for you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Just before I give just a testimony that she wants to give, I feel that the Lord has given us today a handle to fight our thought patterns. Because we tend to get to this place and then we get stuck in at the cross. And that God, blessed are those who believe. That God wants to bless you with freedom as you walk through this now. And talking about thought patterns, I trust that God, even thought patterns with depression, thought patterns with fear, thought patterns with, I know through the years I've had thought patterns when it comes to financial things and then I fall into depression. And I've recognized that in my life. I've recognized the lies. And I really trust God this morning that you will recognize the lies so that you can stop the thought patterns. And the handle this morning is, He's risen. That's your handle for freedom. He's risen. So whenever you fall back into that thought pattern, Monday hits, your work hits, and you get back into the normal thing, that God wants to give you that handle of He's risen. And He's alive. And that will stop the thought pattern. Because the Bible says, take the thought capture and bring it into submission of Christ. And that's what it means. He's risen. He's died for those things. Amen. So just one testimony.
Okay, just short. Years ago, I had an accident where I should have actually died because I went right over the N1 there in Cape Town. And what I was left with a hip that was sore, my whole leg, I couldn't do anything. I was in pain. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sit. I couldn't do anything. And I went to the doctors, and the doctor said to me, I'll have to learn to live with it. I'm never going to get healed. That was the doctor's words to me. And I just didn't accept it, and I kept on praying. And God healed me. It took a while, but He healed me, and I'm healed. I've never had a problem since.
Amen. Amen. Amen.